For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has announced funding to study brownfield sites in Gloversville, New York, in hopes of remediating the areas. EPA Region 2 Administrator Pete Lopez was in the Fulton County City Wednesday to tour an abandoned tannery with agency staff and local officials.
Gloversville, as many of the listening members know in your community, was a leatherworking community, and they had over 200 glove manufacturers between Gloversville and nearby Johnstown, and the leatherworking industry was an important part of the history of the region. And the challenge is, as we've all noted, and Mayor was very eloquent about this during our press event, is that it left, irrespective of the wealth and the benefits it brought, it also brought contamination and abandoned facilities.
The city of about 15,000 was one of 149 communities selected nationwide to receive funding in this round of grants. Lopez says degreasers, acids, and asbestos could be among the contaminants at the abandoned sites. He says the city's $300,000 award will help officials understand what is present and determine what might need to be mitigated in hopes of revitalizing the areas.
Use of the property will depend on two things, ostensibly. So one, what is the nature of the contamination and how can it be mitigated? That'll in part dictate the potential use or reuse of the property. And then secondly, what's the community's vision and what resources are made available to advance the adaptive reuse? So in some cases it may be recreational. In some cases it may be might be commercial, might be who knows, maybe there could be an additional manufacturing.
Calling the EPA funding a watershed for the city, Gloversville Mayor Vincent DeSantis says about a dozen sites will be looked at.
And one of the most insurmountable obstacles to redevelopment has been always, for decades, what do we do with these abandoned sites, these abandoned industrial sites that it takes so much money and so much time to remediate, and then you can't even start the remediation. You can't even start recycling this until you know all the facts about the site. So this is an absolute light at the end of the tunnel for us.
DeSantis says many of the sites are in residential areas and that converting them to more residential spaces, recreational areas, or a combination of both would fit with the community's goals.
When you go through Gloversville, the Cayadutta Creek runs all the way through the city. We have a recreational trail. It's a linear park that goes along through the entire city and on out both sides. And, you know, there are times when you can almost envision what it looked like before the factories were built, what beauty there was here. And so you can you get that vision of what it could be in the future, something that really contributes to an extremely high quality of life here. We're so fortunate to be right on the fringes of the Adirondack Park, right on the fringes in the foothills of the Adirondacks. And you could see the natural beauty here being just beneath the surface. So when you get rid of those industrial sites, when you remediate those industrial sites, there's just a number of tremendous projects that could be begun and successfully concluded in those places.
The EPA's Lopez says he expects paperwork that will allow Gloversville to move forward in the process will be completed by the fall. The EPA also awarded brownfield grants to the Greater Syracuse Property Development Corporation, as well as the City of Springfield and the Franklin Regional Council of Governments in Massachusetts. Six grants were awarded for projects in Vermont, while the Connecticut Brownfield Land Bank and the Town of Stafford were each awarded $300,000 for assessment work. For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis.